Panchanga Bhakti, November 22nd, 2010, Nam Tattva, Nam Bhajan. These days, there are many ideas about Bhakti Bhajan, the path of Bhakti. There's lots of discussion about Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, Raghunuga Bhakti, Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, and lots of discussion, interest, and curiosity about Siddhadeya, Ekadash Bhav, and some acharyas advocate that the path of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, the sadhana sadhya, the sadhana to attain the sadhya of the praying seva of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan is smarna anga bhajan, remembrance of the Lord. And some acharyas advocate mandri sru bhajan as a sadhana to become a mandri. And some acharyas emphasize nam bhajan, that nam will give everything. Everything is in the holy name. Of course, we may not have that faith, and we may be confused because there's so many books in the market propagating various ideas of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and various types of practices of sadhana, all saying that this is the way, this is the best way to practice. So it can be a little confusing. And there's some discussion here in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which supports the method of bhajan presented by Srila Prabhupada to his members of ISKCON and by his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, to the followers of the Gaudiya Math. Primarily, Srila Prabhupada and his Param Guru, they emphasize what is generally called the standard path of sadhana bhakti, or the progressive path of prem nam bhajan. That everything can be attained by chanting Shuddha Nam, pure holy name of the Lord. And Prabhupada, when he went to New York, and they asked him, they said, what do you attribute your fantastic success? And of course, Prabhupada's success was individual in that he attained perfection, or let's say he was already perfect, but he showed the example of someone who accepted a guru, took diksha, and practiced the teachings and served as guru, so he individually attained perfection and became successful by chanting the holy name. And he distributed and established distributed Krishna consciousness all over the world and distributed the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world through his Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON. And he said there's two causes for my success. And he said, I attribute what newspaper reporters and others consider fantastic success. I considered that it was all the mercy of my Guru Maharaj and holy name. Prabhupada said, I only have two qualifications. I had complete faith in the holy name of Krishna and complete faith in my spiritual master, the order of my guru. So this is the secret of Srila Prabhupada's success as an individual sadhaka, if you want to see him like that, and as a worldwide acharya, Paribrajaka Acharya, faith, Shraddha, Ado Shraddha Tata Sarvasangha. And we as followers of Srila Prabhupada, we have to increase our faith, faith in Sri Nam Prabhu and faith in Guru. That Guru has given us everything, because everything is a holy name. If we chant purely, then automatically we'll realize our own form, we'll see Krishna's form, we'll realize the attributes of our form, our qualities, our moods, our complexion, our name, everything about our form. And we'll realize Krishna's form, and we'll realize and understand and perceive Krishna's qualities. And then we'll enter into Krishna's pastimes and see Krishna's pastimes in our meditation and render service there at the level of bhava, bhakti, and prema, and manasi seva. But we may not have faith that the holy name can give us everything. Most acharyas emphasize one can think of the pastimes. It's all right. Nothing wrong to think of Krishna's pastimes when chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada even mentioned in one letter, a disciple said, can we think of Krishna's pastimes while chanting the Maha Mantra? And Prabhupada said, you must. You must come to that level where the pastimes become the nature of your thoughts, that when you chant the holy name purely, the pastimes manifest. So we can think and chant and think about a pastime, but that's a type of imagination or just kalpana, thinking about it. We're not actually seeing it. It's not a sporti or visporti. Certainly not sakshat darshan. Because we don't have the adhikar or the qualification to receive such a vision and such an absorption. Because our heart and mind are not sufficiently purified and attached to Krishna with pure devotional sentiments of ecstatic rapture and absorption at the level of bhava. But this is the means. This is chanting Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It's a sadhana and it's a sadhya. When one becomes perfect, he chants the Maha Mantra with deeper and newer realizations. In the spiritual world, the gopis are chanting the Maha Mantra, Radharani is chanting the Maha Mantra, Krishna is chanting the Maha Mantra. And for Krishna and the gopis, when they chant the Maha Mantra, it means Sambhog Vilas, it means Rati Keli, it means the most intimate confidential exchanges of love, and it represents the full gamut of Snehaman, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Rudabhav, Adivudabhav, Madanaki Mahabhav. So this is the sadhya, this is the goal, to serve Radharani's Madanakya Mahabhav, and as a Nitya Mandri, Pran Saki Nitya Saki, as a Kinkari Mandri of Radharani, absorbed in all her moods and mellows, and feeling them rising and falling in her hearts, laughing when Radharani laughs and crying when Radharani cries. But like us, there was an archetypal character in Lord Chaitanya's Leela 500 years ago that faced a similar dilemma that a lot of sadhakas like you and I are facing today. There's so many books and so many suggestions and so many websites on the net advocating so many paths, and everyone's saying, like the Christians, that their path is the way, the light, the truth, and it's the only way. If you're following any other path, you won't make it. ISKCON won't take you back to Godhead. If you're an ISKCON, you won't realize your siddhadeya. If you're an ISKCON, you won't attain perfection. You have to come to us, follow our way, follow our path. And we read so many books, and we get new ideas, and we get confused, and we get some, we don't know which way to go, or which practice to follow. We're not even clear what is the goal of our practices. So this personality in Gaur-lila 500 years ago, Tapana Mishra, he was a Brahmin living in East Bengal, and he could not ascertain he didn't understand what was the goal of life or the process to attain it. He was confused about sadhana. Should I chant the holy name? Should I study Bhagavatam? Should I do smara and meditate on the pastime? Should I think of my Siddhadeya? Should I do sadhusanga? What should I do? And he's confused about the sadhya. It says, Se deshi vipranam mishra tapan nishchay karite nare sadhya sadhan. 1:16:10. There was a vipra in East Bengal named Tapana Mishra. Nishchay. He was somewhat confused. He couldn't ascertain. Nishchay karite. He cannot ascertain. He was not able to be determined about the sadhya and the sadhana, about the objective of life or how to attain it. What is the process of devotion that one should practice, and what is the goal? And Prabhupada is explaining, he emphasizes in his purport the need to clearly define and understand the goal. What are we trying to achieve? What is the objective, the culmination? What is the destiny we want to attain in this life by the practice of sadhana bhakti? In Prabhupada's own words, he said, one must first ascertain the objective of life. First, we must clearly understand the sadhya, otherwise we'll be in brahm, sadhya brahm, confusion about the objective, the prayojana, the objective, the goal of life. And then we should understand how to attain it. Bahu shastre bahu vakye chitte brahmahai sadhya sadhana shreshta na haya nishchay. Krishna's Kaviraj says, if one reads bahu shastra bahu vakye, if one reads many books, bahu shastra, many shastras and scriptures, and hears many commentaries and the instructions of many personalities, vakye, the words, the ideas of many devotees and the paths advocated by the various websites, so-and-so.com and so-and-so.com. So-and-so.com says this is the way. Another so-and-so.com says, no, this is the way. Follow us, don't follow that one. Vakye. Vakye means the words, the versions, vak, the words, the ideas, the versions of many people. Then what's the result? Chitta brahm. Our consciousness, our heart and mind become bewildered, confused, we become doubtful. Well, you're saying I should follow your path, which is different from mine, so now I'm doubtful, and you're creating doubts by your vakya. Bahuvakya, your many contrary words. And now I'm becoming doubtful about the path that I'm walking and treading on, maybe even for many years. So Kaviraj Goswami is commenting here that reading many books and scriptures and hearing many commentaries and hearing the opinions and viewpoints of all kinds of devotees and sadhakas, instructions, what happens? It produces doubt in the heart. And then, sadhya sadhana shreshta na haya nishchay. One cannot understand what is the best sadhana and sadhya. One cannot ascertain the real goal of life. At Srimad Bhagavatam 7:13:8, it says, Grantan nama bhyased bahuna vyakyam upayunjata. Which means, one should not read many books, nor should one try to make a profession of reciting many books, especially if one is a devotee. If one studies too many books, he can't fix his mind in bhakti. And he doesn't really understand. He's reading one book or parts of one book and parts of another book. So Tapana Mishra, he's an example. He's a vivid example of an innocent person who's been somewhat misled, which is like many of us today. Many of us today are innocent and we're sincerely practicing our particular path of sadhana. But so we're innocent persons, but we can tend to be misled and thus deprived of unalloyed Krishna bhakti to the Lord. Look at the qualification of Tapana Mishra and what is our qualification. But even nevertheless, despite all of his high birth and exalted qualification, vast learning and wisdom, even he was bewildered. What to speak of us? He was a learned scholar and a Vaishnava, but he couldn't understand the goal of life. Prabhupada mentions that Sri Chaitanya's teachings to Tapana Mishra are very significant for persons who are loitering here and there, collecting books and reading none of them, thus becoming bewildered regarding the aim of life. Sadhya sadhana chitte brahma. So this is sounds like a lot of us in the modern times. We collect so many books from so many sources, and maybe we don't read any of them. And when we do read a few, or open a few websites, we become even more confused and bewildered before we start reading them or opening those websites. Text 12 of chapter 16, Adi Lila. Swapne eka viprakahi. Shunaha tapan nimani pandit pashe karaha gaman. In a dream, one Brahman appeared and spoke to Tapana Mishra. He said, "Listen, Gamana, go meet Nimai Pandit. Teno tomar sadhya sadhan karibe nishchai sakshat ishvara teno nahiko samshai." And the Brahman continued to speak. This is swapna shiksha. A Brahman speaking to guide this Brahman, Mr. Mishra, Tapana Mishra. He said, "You should go. Why should you go meet Nimai Pandit? Because he's not merely a pundit or a young scholar, but actually he is Sakshat Ishvara. He can certainly remove your doubts. He will remove all your doubts. You'll no longer have any doubts, and he will make you determined and steady about the sadhya and sadhana." Now, swapna deki mishra asi prabharacharan swapnera britanta sabha kaila nivedan. After awaking the next morning from that dream, Tapana Mishra, he came to Mahaprabhu and fell at his feet, and he described the dream to the Lord. Then the Lord responded by removing his doubts, samshaya, and clearly defining the sadhana and the sadhya, the process and the object of life. Prabhu tushtahana sadhya sadhana kahila nam sankirtana kara upadesha kaila. Mahaprabhu was tushta, satisfied, and therefore he gave him upadesh, instructions on sadhana upadesh and sadhya upadesh. Mahaprabhu taught Tapana Mishra about the proper sadhana and the sadhya, the objective and the process to attain it. He said, "You should practice Nam Sankirtan." He said the basic principle of success is to chant the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada's purport. the Krishna consciousness movement is based upon this instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly and according to the prescribed principles. However, some of the students of ISKCON even fail to chant the 16 rounds. Instead, they bring many austere books and a worshipping method that diverts their attention in so many ways. So Prabhupada is describing the various shastras and granths that his followers, Western students, he said, we simply ask our Western students to chant at least 16 rounds a day. But instead, my Western students are not chanting 16 rounds a day. And instead of chanting the prescribed and ordered 16 rounds, they are reading, quote-unquote, many austere books. Prabhupada is describing the books of the Goswamis or the esoteric books. I don't know which books exactly, but austere books. They're reading some spirit. Obviously, his disciples, one would want to think that they're reading various spiritual books about Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But Prabhupada considered them somewhat austere. He called them austere books. Because I guess if you read them, you get confused and you don't get nourished. Your bhakti doesn't get nourished. You get somewhat drained or debilitated because your bhakti becomes diluted with confusion and misdirection. Confusion and misdirection dilute your bhakti by reading too many other books which are off the point or presenting different sadhanas or different methods, and as a result you become a little thin, become a little austere, as if you're fasting. So my students, they bring many austere books and a worshipping method that diverts their attention in many ways. So worshipping method means a method of bhajan, sadhana bhajan. They bring different types of sadhana and introduce different types of sadhana and get attracted to different types of sadhana in their lives, which divert their attention to those lines of thought or lines of practice. Divert their attention means take their attention away from chanting the Maha Mantra, so then they don't chant 16 rounds or even, what to speak of, 1 lakh. The Prabhupada is saying that the cult of Mahaprabhu is based on chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya first advised Tapana Mishra to fix his mind on this chanting. We, the members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, must strictly follow this advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This small section of Adi 16, verses 10 through 15, present the basic teaching that Prabhupada propagated all over the world. That is mainly the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, that Nam Sankirtan is the sadhana, and Nam Sankirtan is the sadhya. The goal of life is to chant Shuddha Nam, Prem Nam, and by chanting that Prem Nam itself will take us into the Leela, will forcefully grab us by the hand and drag us into the Leela, the Prem-filled Leelas of Radha and Krishna and Brajadam. And that pure name, that Prem Nam, will arrange for our proper Siddhadeya, so that we can serve there. We won't go as simply a spectator with nothing to do but look. But we will go there as a contributor to Radha and Krishna's Leela and our Siddhadeya, our Seva, a Prakrita Seva body, a Prakrita Deha, our Siddhadeya, our spiritual body, saturated with sentiments of pure love. Then we'll render service there, and all of this will be arranged by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, in the first verse of Shikshastakam, it explains how the holy name takes the sadhaka by the hand and leads him across the land, across the hot, holy name takes the sadhaka by the hand and leads him across the hot desert sands of Anartha Nivritti. Cheto Dharvana Marjanam. This is Anartha Nivritti. Cheto Dharvana Marjanam Bhavamhada Vagnir Vapanam. This hot burning sands and forest fire of lust and greed and anger and envy and false pride. And finally become steady, nishta, and then ruchi, then attachment, the sakti, and then bhava and prema. And all these seven wonderful treasures, the holy name will take us one by one. Sarvatma snapanam. So the holy name completely bathes the madi mind and heart and sweet nectarine waters of mercy and devotion, which is that bath is a bhava vristi. That bath is bathed with the rays of shuddha sattva visheshatma premamshu samyavak, the rays of the prema sun. And various bhavas will bathe the soul, and then one will start to feel ecstasy. Sarvatma snapanam puram vijay. Step after step, pratipanam purnamrita swadanam. We'll taste such sweet nectar, realizing our siddhadeya, and entering into the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna to serve them in our love-filled body. And Madhur Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, Manjari Bhav. So all this wonderful future awaits one. This is the sadhya which the holy name reveals. And the process to attain all that is the sadhana, which is the holy name. Nam Sankirtana is the sadhana, and Nam Sankirtana is the sadhya. So therefore, Prabhupada's ISKCON movement is presenting this progressive path of Prem Nam Bhajan, which is supported by Chaitanya Charitamrita and other shastras. And the direct teachings of Lord Chaitanya, who is the father of the Sankirtan movement, that this is the clear way, the rich way. And Prabhupada says in the purport at 1:16:19, following the footsteps of Mahaprabhu ISKCON, the Krishna consciousness movement is distributing the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world and getting people to chant the Maha Mantra. ISKCON is giving people an immense treasury of transcendental literature. So in the other purport, he says that his Western followers, his Western disciples, are foregoing the chanting of the Nam Sankirtan. Instead of taking up the sadhana of Nam Sankirtan, they're bringing many austere books and bringing some worshipping methods that divert their attention from Nam Sankirtan. Whereas Prabhupada says that I am also giving books, ISKCON is giving books, but they're not austere books, they're a treasury. Austere means you're daridra, garib, you're poor. Austere means you have no food, you have no money. Austere bank account, austere means thin, wasted. You fasted away all your money and all your income. So austere books are ones which make one impoverished. Austere books make one hungry. Austere books make one starve and weak. His bhakti becomes weak by reading austere books. And Prabhupada contrasts that by saying in purport of 19, he said, but my books, the BBT, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, these books are a treasury. They're an immense treasury. So if we read Prabhupada's books, which means the books of the Goswamis and the Bhagavad Puran, Paramahamsa Samhitam, then we'll become really wealthy. We won't become daridra, we'll become arabpati. We'll become kropatis and millionaires. We'll be so rich, an immense treasury of transcendental literature. Prabhupada's giving us, taking poor people and saying, listen, I'll give you clear instructions about the sadhana and sadhya of human life, Nam Sankirtan, progressive path of Prem Nam Bhajan. And Prabhupada says that by the grace of Mahaprabhu, my books are selling profusely, and people are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with great delight. This is the preaching process of the Chaitanya cult. So Prabhupada is really relishing the success of his movement and glorifying it as we are. Since Mahaprabhu wanted this cult preached all over the world, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is acting in a humble way so that the vision of Mahaprabhu may be fulfilled all over the world. That was a very wonderful purport. Srila Prabhupada glorifying Lord Chaitanya and his desire to spread this sadhya, sadhana of Nam Sankirtan all over the world. This is the Upadesh. This is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't worry, don't think that you won't attain everything by chanting Hare Krishna. We will definitely attain everything, Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of Radha Krishna, and we'll attain our own Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela. Every jiva has his own Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela, the qualities of his spiritual body, and the seva that he renders in the various pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan, or Vaikuntha, or wherever, but let's say Vrindavan. So that's a leela, and he has his form, his particular form and dress and qualities, and he has his eternal name of his Sakhi Manjari. So all of those attainments, Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of Krishna and Radha, and Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of Vrindavan, and the Nam, Rup, Gun, and Leela of the individual sadhaka, his siddhadeya, are all contained within the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.